This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Step up. Gonna take the
Ooh,
shot.
Up and under.
Jernicki Akra does it with 0.2 seconds left.
Oh, man, this is incredible. We've got all kinds of things going on here. Robert Morris is hanging around. They're down by 7 against Alabama. We have the Aaron Rodgers story and a bunch of people to talk to about that if you're hanging out on the line, and we certainly will talk about that. He visited the Steelers facility today. No deal yet. By all reports, but obviously if you go to a city and visit, who knows, something could be imminent. Your gut reaction to that at 412-928-9370. And then we had some incredible developments in basketball, men's and women's basketball last night. Some local developments. Julius Page's daughter, Perry Page from Char Valley, with some huge rebounds late in Columbia's game against Washington. In a first four game, and they win that game with a comeback. But the play of the night, anywhere, men, women's games, NBA, NHL, whatever else you want to name, and in fact, it was the SportsCenter number one play. You just heard the Duquesne call. Who's on that call, Limits? Please tell me.
That was Alex Panarmios and Rachel Zimmerman.
Just incredible. Is Journey Kiyaku, with 0.3 seconds left, making just a ridiculous shot from just inside the three-point line as Duquesne completes a comeback, 9 points down entering the fourth quarter, and they win the game on that shot. And Journey is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Journey, that was amazing. Congratulations, and you must be feeling pretty good today.
Yeah, thank you so much. And yeah, I feel pretty good.
Take me through the play. You went up for that shot. I was telling people it was almost like an old man jump shot with the one knee up in the air. It was phenomenal that you switched that. Tell me, how was there a timeout right before that? What was the play calling for, and how did you adjust?
It was a timeout right before that, and we knew we had it was like 24 seconds left at that time, so we knew we were going to hold the ball for one shot, and Coach V caught up the play where, you know, got the handoff and was able to get downhill. I had shooters around me, so I was ready to, you know, just make a read at the end of the day. And I stepped back and I saw I had her in the air, and I was like, you know, at this point, it's the clock is at two, so I was like, I know I can't pass it. I'm in too deep, so I just let it go.
Did you know right away it was in?
I think I did.
And have you practiced that one, the up and under off one leg?
Oh, yeah, like that's kind of my move in practice, and I like to do that, you know, whenever, like one-on-ones, just having fun.
So, all right, you hit that. You guys have this incredible win, and then I would imagine by the time that you got back to the locker room and got to your phone, the thing was blowing up, yes?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Who got in touch with you?
Just a lot of family, a lot of friends from back home, so I was glad to see they were watching. And, yeah, they were super, super happy, super proud.
Back home being North Carolina, right?
Right.
And when did you learn that it was the SportsCenter number one play of the day?
Literally when I woke up, RJ had, like, texted me, and I was like, wait, are you joking? I was like, I just woke up, like, I'm not... I texted him back. I was like, I literally just woke up. Or don't play.
That is something to wake up to. I mean, with everything going on in the sports world, to be the number one play of the day. Had you ever hit a game winner like that with a second left or so?
Rec league, like way back when.
Yeah.
So it's just been a minute.
Well, it was quite a moment. Journey, and we appreciate you taking time here. I mean, that was something. And yeah. Of course, I missed it. I was supposed to go to the game, and then I had a logistical issue, so I missed it. I missed one of the greatest shots you'll ever see. But man,
you get to keep
that one forever as being the SportsCenter play of the day. Congratulations!
Right, thank you so much. Thank you
for joining us,
and thank you for having me.
All right, good luck in the next round. Limits, were you watching the game live when that happened? I was not, but I caught up to it soon after, and then got word this morning that it was. Imagine waking up and you had the SportsCenter play of the day, number one.
That would be pretty cool. I mean, I was on the air during the time, and I was like following along with it because Duquesne does a really good job of live tweeting updates like pretty frequently.
Yeah.
So I kept looking at that, and I was kind of waiting for RJ's text too when that was going to come down. And then I ultimately got it about 20 minutes after the post was revealed. Really cool to see for them, and especially to see the highlight too. I mean, Jim sounded pretty loud when it went down, and to be able to have a home game as well is something that I think is always fun in postseason basketball.
In the WNIT, they advanced to play Miami of Ohio on Sunday, so good luck to Journey and her teammates. What a moment. Could have a big moment for the Steelers imminent here.
Could be good day for Robert Morris right now, too. Five-point game, 3 minutes left in the half, Joe.
Holy bird milk.
They're keeping it close.
Look at that. They're on the floor. Look.
It's scrappy right now.
On the floor.
It is scrappy right now.
Oh, I love it. I sense that Nate Oates, the former University of Buffalo coach, he seemed a little too loose beforehand. He ain't the smiling type, and he was smiling before the game. And I hope Robert Morris gets him. I hope they get him.
I'm telling you, I mean, Alabama's not played very efficiently. They've turned the ball over. They did just have an absolutely posterizing dunk that they just had. But at one point, it was a three-point game in the last couple of minutes, Joe. I don't know. Like, I believe they will cover, and it's going to be really important in the first 10 minutes of the second half, but looking solid.
Aaron Rodgers visiting the Steelers today. That's the big news, suddenly. Apparently left without a deal. Adam Schefter and others reporting. Jerry Dulac first on the story for the Post-Gazette that he was here today. What does this bring us, and what's your gut reaction? If it's Aaron Rodgers, merely hearing that it's gone to the lengths of him being in town, what is your gut reaction to this? As I mentioned to Donnie a few minutes ago, you know, if this were Ben's replacement 4 years ago, whenever that was, this would have been like people going out to the airport practically. But at this stage, I certainly don't get that impression. That's just a vibe I get from people, you know, calling the show, talking to people around town, whatever, is that there is really not a palpable sense of excitement, although for many of you, there might be. That's by no means, you know, a scientific poll I've taken or anything like that. That's why the phone lines are open, 412 928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Let's hit the lines, Limits.
All right, let's start with David, who wants to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, David.
Hey, Joe, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I think they're trying to turn that Southside facility into a retirement home down there. Jeez, oh, man, I don't know. Do they know they got to play like Josh Allen, Mahomes, Lamar Jackson? I mean, they ain't gonna win bringing these guys, trying to resurrect these guys' careers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Now, listen, I wanted them to take a swing on Russell last year. I argued for that. It looked like a good move as the season went on last year, and then it didn't look like such a good move, and then it looked like a bad move by the end. Worth the swing. This one, I don't know. He's going to be 42. Like, last year, he was 30th in the NFL in completion percentage. The last time I saw him play a full game was against Buffalo in late December. And it really reminded me of a punch-drunk boxer. It really did. He was horrifying. He did have some good games late in the season. I'm convinced he could still stand there and throw. But I'm convinced Ben could have stood there and thrown. Like he still could. Some things you never lose. I think Mario Lemieux could still stand stationary and make great passes on the Penguins' power play. You know, you don't lose your hands. And as a quarterback, you probably still, if you haven't suffered a major injury, and I know Ben did, but he kind of bounced back from that, you can still throw a football if you're just standing there throwing it. The problem is that Rodgers' mobility was severely hampered last year. He wasn't all that accurate. And combine the fact that he wasn't accurate, 30th in completion percentage, with the fact that he was a dink and dunk thrower, if you look at his yards per attempt, that's not a good combination. Like if he was chucking the ball down the field, trying to make big plays and had a lower completion percentage, you kind of get it a little bit more. Plus, he looked like Ben in many ways, late stage Ben. Could he win you 9 games, maybe 10? Could, if things go really well. Can he win you a playoff game? Are you going to contend? No. No. It's going to be like a lot of late stage great athletes. You're going to get small pockets where they look like their old selves, but Father Time has taken care of the idea that it's going to happen every week or most weeks. That's gone for me watching Aaron Rodgers. That guy is gone. On a given week, could he light somebody up? Sure. Could he win you some games like Russell did, like Ben did late in his career? Of course. Is he going to put a team on his back and win? No. And neither could those guys. I don't see the difference here. Do you? At 928-9370? Plus, he's older than those guys now. And yes, there is the drama factor. And I think there's elements of Aaron Rodgers' personality that are actually likable. He can be a likable guy. I saw the Netflix documentary. Did you see that, Limits?
Enigma.
He's an interesting guy.
Very.
And I don't think he's a heartless person or anything like that. In fact, I think that there's parts of him where he shows he has a big heart. But he also brings a little extra something. And it's also undeniable that going into last year, I think his two top receivers, but by the end, two of his top three, you figured would have been Garrett Wilson, who actually had a pretty good year, and Mike Williams. But if you listen to the chatter out of New York, Garrett Wilson maybe wasn't going to come back if Rodgers was. And we all know what happened with Mike Williams, where Rodgers threw him under the bus. You don't know what the hell he's going to say on the Pat McAfee show, things like that. There's going to be drama attached here, but forget about that. The only thing that really matters is, can he still play? Is this the kind of quarterback who elevates a 10-win team to a Super Bowl contender? Not in my mind. Not in my mind. Let's go to the lines. Go ahead.
All right, here is John in the car.
Hey, John.
Hey, Joe. Thanks so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
You just stole a little bit of my thunder. You said that he brings a little bit of something. Now, if that a little bit of something for 45 mil a year was a Super Bowl ring or even late stages into the playoffs, and I'd say I'm all for it. You can't predict it. You don't know. The problem with me is it seems like there will be a game amongst the game. It's going to be hubris versus hubris. Coach T versus Aaron Rodgers. Is Coach T going to be able to step back and allow Aaron Rodgers just to play? Because Coach T has proved time and time again that he has a really hard time doing that, especially at the quarterback position. So I think that there's a lot of gamble with a lot of money on this, and I just don't know if it's all truly worth it.
That's the question. Is this all worth it? And by the way, I appreciate the call. Does this also mean we're going to get a draft pick this year? Or next year? I would certainly think that in the first or early rounds, you're going to get one, right?
I actually have a note for you here that I just saw from ESPN.
Yeah.
So ESPN put out a story that Jeremy Fowler reported on Friday's episode of Get Up on ESPN. Steelers are likely to use a high draft pick this year or in 2026 to select a quarterback, even if Aaron Rodgers signs with them this offseason. The quote from Fowler was, "This is why teams that have a quarterback who's in the top half of the league pay them $50, $60 million or whatever they want, because life in the middle is rough. The Steelers have experienced that since Ben Roethlisberger left. They can't find a solution, but my sense is they will go heavy on the draft. They will draft a quarterback high, if not this year, then next year, because Aaron Rodgers clearly is a one-year bridge."
Yeah, there you go. I mean, and I wonder, too, about that one-year bridge. Like, he left the facility without a deal. You know, what does that mean? It doesn't mean he's not coming here.
Right.
But is he going to visit the Giants? Are there sticking points? And is that one of them? Does he want something guaranteed beyond this year? Does he want more money than the Steelers are offering? It's going to be quite the story to track. 412-928-9370, and we'll finish up talking about exactly that. Aaron Rodgers visited the Steelers today, did not leave with a deal, but as Dulac said, it could be trending in that direction. On the other hand, Russell Wilson doesn't have any deal from the Browns or Giants, right? And he visited their facilities. So as the Steelers' quarterbacks turn, the story continues. We'll get to it next. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Join us for Dine and Donate Week, supporting the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Visit the following local restaurants with a portion of the food sales going to our Feed the Need Radiothon March 25th. Today, Cucina Alphabeto in the north side. All details at 937thefan.com. Man, what's the score now in Robert Morris limits as I get to a FanDuel read here?
Joe, it was pretty cool to see. It's now a three-point game. RMU just hit a three. There's 13 seconds left in the first half. 39-36.
Wow!
Joe, I told you they were going to keep it close.
You were right. They may win it for you on your birthday here, limits.
We will find out. Second half, first 10 minutes. I asked Jeff this last night. What's most important for RMU, the first 10 minutes of the first half or the first 10 minutes of the second half? And I think that second 10 minutes is going to be really critical for them. They have to come out and make a statement out of the locker room and make sure that Alabama doesn't jump on them.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And social media's biggest loser, Malzy, is brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com, and that's a compliment to Malzy. Like Donnie, he has shed pounds and looks great through Awaken 180, and we commend him for that.
He does look wonderful.
Thank you, Limits. I'll pass that along to him. The 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I have shamed Josh Roundtree's boss into letting him out of work early so he can play golf with me. I'm very excited about that. And there's also breaking news here. In addition to Aaron Rodgers visiting the Steelers, the Ole Miss sports information guys, Brad and Tyler, I started this a week ago asking if I could talk to Lane Kiffin or Charlie Weiss's kid, who's the quarterback coach and the offensive coordinator at Ole Miss, about Jackson Dart. And they were seemingly ignoring me, Limits, day after day, just blatantly not saying yes, not saying no, just no reply. So this became my life mission. And I told you from now until I'm 90 years old, I was going to email both of them every day. Well, Brad got back to me and says, hey, Joe, we have a long waiting list for coach and not a lot of availability right now. We will let you know if we can find a time soon. Thanks, Brad.
Wow.
Is that a Belfont snorkel? A gentle snorkel, isn't it?
That is we have no interest in putting you near the top of our list, so call back in a month.
So I replied, as you knew I would, right? And said, thank you, Brad. Coach Weiss would be great as an alternative. He still didn't answer. I said, if not Kiffin, then Weiss.
When did he respond to you? In the last 10 minutes or so?
Yeah.
Maybe he'll answer that. Considering you guys just spoke or emailed back and forth?
No, it would appear that he didn't even really read the email. I wasn't just talking about coach. I was talking about coach or Coach Weiss, either one of them. So that story still has some chapters to be written.
Fascinating.
And I ain't backing down, as you know.
No, not at all. The savvy old news hound will get this interview one way or another.
Or he'll die trying. So what a week this has been. What's the score on the Robert
Morris
game?
It's a great Drake song that just came out.
Is it?
And Drake beat Missouri last night. That's the only victory for Drake in the last couple of months, it seems.
What's the score on Robert Morris?
That was a Drake Kendrick Lamar joke. It's a 4-point game, 5-point game, I think it is, at halftime now.
That's great. They look like they have a really good chance to cover, correct? What is it, 21.5
points? 21.5. It is 40-36, so a 4-point game at halftime.
All right. Aaron Rodgers has visited the Steelers. Do you think Artie was there? Artie, Mike?
It said Mike and Omar Khan, according to Jerry Dulac.
Mike and Omar Khan.
So, it was Artie there? I'm going to imagine, yeah. He probably was not high enough on the priorities list to include in a tweet.
If he was there, did he bring Cordarrelle Patterson to help make the pitch?
There's no snow to be shoveling right now, so Cordarrelle probably has some free time right now. He's not
Aaron,
preoccupied.
Listen, I know you're probably deciding between a couple different teams. Just so you know, we have a whole page of Cordarrelle Patterson plays in this book, if that entices you to come here.
What if Aaron right now is currently in like an Uber or a Lyft, and he's getting a ride back to the airport?
What if he's listening to the show?
And he's listening to the show right now.
That has already occurred to me as I'm speaking. I will say I do like the fact that he went on his ayahuasca retreats. I thought that was interesting.
Yes. Straight out of the darkness.
I do like that.
Do you?
Yeah, respect that.
It's not four nights of complete darkness.
I do too. And if Aaron is listening, Aaron, I'm your biggest advocate in the city. I want you here. Sign.
No, it's
please.
Bob Pompiani is his biggest advocate.
Bob has started to soften on that to go for Jackson Dart in the first round.
Well, we've had a number of, I think, tweets, Jeremy Fowler reporting that he thinks that this, you know, is more of an indication that the Steelers could go quarterback early this year or next year. This is all coming up Jackson Dart in the end. And I'm serious when I say if that's the design here, you bring in another aging quarterback to try to win you a playoff game. Oh, strike that, to try to be competitive for once in a playoff game. Okay, if that means you draft Jackson Dart, great. I'm on board, so to speak. I'm in. I'm all in on Dart.
I'm in on the second part of that sentence. 2026. Don't reach. Don't reach for quarterback. It's like me when I'm playing defense and I'm in grade school or high school. Don't reach. Don't reach. Don't reach in at the ball.
Well, how do you
don't
know?
Don't poke in. Don't reach.
How do you know they won't be reaching next year?
Well, because, I mean, depending on what happens to the quarterback situation this year, or if they're more aggressive in trying to trade up, I mean, and Fowler seemed pretty staunch in that opinion, they're going to try to get one either this year or next year.
Yeah.
If they don't like this year's guys, then they're going to move up next year, I think, and use some draft capital to do it.
Well, then you are, and I are kind of thinking along the same line in that, hey, if Aaron Rodgers is just a way to the next guy, fine. But he is not the guy to take the Steelers to the next level here.
No.
I'm sorry, he's not. I hope I'm wrong. It would be fun. This is all very good for business. It really is. I mean, can you imagine the stories, the daily stories with Aaron Rodgers?
It is a bridge quarterback, but there would be multiple bridges that would be built to daily stories over troubled waters. I mean, that's for sure. What does he say on McAfee every day? Is he calling out George Pickens? Is he able to audible at the line of scrimmage? What's his relationship like with Artie Smith? Or him and Mike Tomlin still winking at each other? There's all kinds of things that would come about from this.
I know. This is absolutely, I think, a Tomlin production. It's like anything else. I remember asking Tomlin one year, you know, do you get last word on draft picks? Knowing already that he does, but they never say it. You know what I mean? They gave Chuck Knoll that, and they haven't taken it away since. We all know that they're a coach-centric organization. And his answer was, he said, I am responsible in the end, but we all come to a consensus. No, we don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We all have, if you and I are drafting a fantasy quarterback, for God's sakes, if you had four people in the room, we're going to have four opinions. It's very rare that two people are going to look at an athlete or rate athletes and have the exact same opinion. It's just, it would be rare. Now, yeah, I can say, okay, well, you have last word. I can see where you're coming from. Let's go with that guy. My point being, I wonder what the opinions in that building are about Aaron Rodgers. I wonder what Art really thinks.
Probably split.
I wonder what Omar really thinks. I wonder what Andy Weidel thinks. I wonder what Artie thinks. And Mike. I think we know what Mike thinks.
Seems like Mike is completely on board with this. Especially if they're
Mike's
meeting at the facility.
Driving the train.
Yeah, he's the guy.
Completely on board. He is the board.
He is the conductor to the Aaron Rodgers train as you are to Jackson Dart.
Yeah, it's everybody else who has to jump on board. And I imagine if Art had really strong reservations, and how could he at this point? I mean, what's the difference? To me, there's no difference between Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers at this stage of their career. Go look at the numbers from last year. I think you'd get the exact same production. I actually think if you had Mason Rudolph and Aaron Rodgers and gave them the exact same number of attempts and all that, it would be very similar. I do. I just think this guy's way on the downside here. I thought the numbers were a little bit deceiving last year, the 28 touchdowns. He was kind of like Russell. He was kind of like the Steelers in that he did almost all his damage against bad teams. And when he faced the good teams, it sometimes got ugly. Twice the Patriots, twice the Dolphins, Jacksonville, Indy. He did have a good game against Houston, but then against good teams, man, it went south in a hurry. So do you think this will be done by Monday? You think Rodgers is coming here?
I think he's going to sign on Monday. I don't think we're going to find out over the weekend.
Do you think Mulsey will be there for the signing?
No.
Me neither. I think also that he's going to sign here now. I do. He may be checking in with the Giants even as we speak.
And probably calling the Vikings back again.
And I think Russell Wilson is the next domino. And I think it's become pretty clear over time here that when Art said, yeah, our preference and priority is either Fields or Wilson, he was just saying that so that Justin Fields would think there was competition here and he better sign, and he better sign for the Steelers' price. And we all know that didn't happen. So is this choice two, three? I don't know. How much interest in Sam Darnold was there? I think Sam Darnold would actually put up better Rodgers than numbers. Than numbers. Why did I say that?
I don't know.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Limits.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, Joe.
You're a great man. I love working with you. I hope you have fun at Crowley's party. I'm a little bit bitter at Crowley, I have to tell you.
I know.
It was a pity invite. But I hope you have fun. And I hope you have fun at Archie's. I hope you have fun with your relatives. And then later on tonight with your friends. Be careful out there. Enjoy yourself. You're only 24 once. You're a good man, my friend.
You are as well. And I love working with you, Joe, and I appreciate all you do for me. Looking forward to having a great birthday.
See you, buddy.
See ya.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.